On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, missing library, messages, hearing assist recommendations, and ProPresenter cords. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your church tech questions, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio, no problem. Just head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA, short for Church Tech Cast Questions and Answers, CTCQA, and leave your question right underneath one of those episodes. Doesn't really matter which one. The most recent is fine. So the first question comes to us on Twitter from Pastor E. Chip Owens. Paul, I can't see my library in ProPresenter 5, Mac version, but I can on my iPhone remote. How can I bring it up on the computer? So right now, let me show you the screen capture that he sent to me. And what I want you to do is look along the lower left-hand side, and you'll see a little dot there. Now, if you put your cursor, your mouse cursor, right over that dot, it'll become a double arrow, and you should be able to drag that to your right, and that should reveal the library. Seems like you might have a little bit of a glitch because it's kind of hard to get it into that position, but since you can see your library on your iPhone, that means that the library is intact. It's just hiding somewhere. So that is good news for you. Next, Wonderful Lens on YouTube, in response to my ProPresenter 6 new features video, one of the many new features video, the messages one, says, hey, thanks for the video. Can you tell me how to set this up? I enabled the network in preferences and clicked the box for visible on network, but I'm still unable to browse to the site. Would you mind providing step-by-step instructions on how to make this work? Thanks. So first thing I did was I sent him a link to the video where I provided step-by-step instructions on how that would work. Another thing to keep in mind is depending on the setup of your network, you might have some issues here. If you've got multiple subnets and that sometimes causes problems, I know at my church, we have trouble getting the ProPresenter remote to work with ProPresenter because all the wireless is on one subnet and all the wired stations are on another. So if you're using a wired computer, it doesn't necessarily see ProPresenter because you're wireless with your iPhone, for example. So I suspect that it's one of those two things. Either you've got a setup issue, which that video will solve, or you've got a networking issue, in which case you need to talk to your IT person and get that hammered out. Next, Tom Willis, in response, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. 3 weeks ago, just to get you up to speed, someone who I didn't write down his name wrote in asking about hearing assist systems, what sort of system he should use, IR, Bluetooth, or RF. I suggested RF. Then he asked if the RF would interfere with his Wi-Fi. I said probably not. And Tom Willis wrote in to say this, Paul, another good show. On the question of hearing assist for the church, my church uses a Williams Sound hearing assist system. There are probably other systems out there, but I know this one works for us, congregation of 1 to 200, depending on whether or not it's Christmas or Easter. Yeah, that's the way it works. sadly. I use one of the receivers myself, and it's like sitting in the front pew. Kind of expensive, but we have no complaints. Here's the link on Amazon, and he has the link to that. Range is pretty good, depending, of course, on obstructions. The sanctuary is completely covered, as is just outside the sanctuary. So that's a good solution. There was some discussion that maybe that's a little too pricey for some churches, so he suggested another system, which is just a short-range FM transmitter, and then you get little FM radios for those, and you're good. You just tune it to transmit on a frequency where you don't have any FM channels in your location, and tune the radios to the same frequency. The problem he ran into was that sometimes the signals would drift, or sometimes the people using them would inadvertently or maybe advertently adjust the tuning. So I suggested if the radios are cheap enough and you don't care about voiding the warranty, it might be worth popping them open and removing the tuner wheel, just leaving the tuner in there so that you can get back and adjust it, but removing the tuner wheel so that they can't mess with that by accident or on purpose. And maybe you have a few extra that are tuned to the right thing. Check those when you get there. If they need to be retuned, you get in there, you tune them. Hand out the ones that work. Have a few that also work just as a spare, and you'd be good to go. Just as an aside, my church is using, getting ready to start simultaneous interpretation from English into Spanish using something like this. So I think that this is a good solution. Next, Roland asks via email, "We are looking for a new presentation software for our church. I found your videos on YouTube." Yay! "I know the ProPresenter has the stage display with chord chart attachment. However, is there a way I can display the chords over the text directly without a chord chart?" Well, if you're okay with the chords being on the main display, I don't see any reason whatsoever that you couldn't just type those in along with the lyrics. That would work fine. If you need it just on the stage display, I think I would do the PDF, but you can create a PDF. I'm going to assume you're on a Mac. You can create a PDF pretty simply and then just print that. But when you go to print, instead of choosing your printer, there's a save as PDF function in OS X where you can just do it like that. You can set it up exactly as you like it and then just have it go from there, and I think that you'll find that that works really, really well. I believe that there are utilities that will do that on Windows as well. I'm just not particularly familiar with them. So I hope that answered one of your church tech questions. If not, don't forget, you can ask them. I want you to ask me the questions, because without your questions, I don't have a show. And I love doing these shows answering your questions, and sometimes asking some of my own. So by all means, leave your question underneath the video or go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA for Church Tech Cast questions and answers. And you can leave your question under one of those shows as well. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your free church tech gift of your choice and a free subscription to my email newsletter. Also, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up any of my church tech resources available there. I've just added payments by Amazon, so now you can pay with PayPal. You don't like PayPal, you can pay with Amazon. You don't like PayPal or Amazon, I also have a third option that just uses your credit card. I never see those numbers because I don't want to see those numbers. They just go through a third-party payment processor just like all the big sites use. I'm using Stripe. And they handle it that way. So that's a new feature over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. You also might want to check out Church Tech U, which is one of the products you can get there. That's a subscription product where you can get access to all my resources for one low price. either a yearly subscription or monthly. You save a little bit with the yearly, so you might want to look at that. And the first month is free, so if you don't like it, that's okay. You don't have to renew it. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.